Excellent, you're right on time. Come in. Now, I wanted to meet with you to speak about your performance in the workplace, at least in part. I'm not unaware of my reputation, my various nicknames, the Dragon Lady, the Dark Queen. Please, there's no need to reassure me. Those names simply imply that I'm good at my job. I'm what keeps this place afloat, as our numbers have shown. As for you, I have noticed a certain aspect of your work. Not only are your numbers consistent, but they have remained top of the floor for some time. You keep your work where it is, and you keep it separate from your life outside this building. There's no need to stress. I'm commending you, not building to an insult or punchline to crack down on your progress. From what I've heard, and I have ears in many places, mind you, you are a respectful individual. This is especially from what I've noticed in our interactions, as well as those with all your co-workers. Let me ask you this, and I won't bite. Do you believe you can keep work separate from your life outside these walls? I would hope so. One's personal life should never affect their work at this company, save for those with compassionate grounds, of course. I'm sure you know full well how I deal with individuals who attempt to acquire any form of special treatment of any kind in this institution as well. Now that that's out the way, I was hoping to propose an arrangement. On your file here, it says you aren't married. Are you currently in any form of romantic relationship? No, I'm not attempting to ask you on a date. I know you didn't insinuate it, and I'm sure you can imagine how I would deal with you if you had. If you would, come to this address tonight at 8 p.m. sharp. Do not be late. This is a request, not a demand. It's not work-related as such. Do not mention it to others, and do not feel obligated. Now, out with you. I have 10 more meetings before lunch to deal with. Ah, good. You're here. Would you like to come in? Excellent. Now, I'm certain this is looking slightly strange. From the rumours I've heard, I live in a dark cavern where I believe I feast on the flesh of the living. Please sit. Make yourself comfortable. I promise it's quite comfortable. Despite my prickly demeanour at the office, I do have preferences that align with what some would call normal. May I offer you a drink? Do you have a preference? Certainly. Have a seat and I'll get it. Here you are. Now, I'm certain you're wondering why you're here, and I'm sure you have some assumptions. First, I'm not interested in a romantic relationship. You're a professional, as am I. Despite the negative thoughts I receive from some of my workers, you are not among them. In fact, I have heard you speak of it being my job, which is true. I'm tough but fair, and the company has survived due to my work ethic. I'm sure you've heard the inappropriate rumours about my private life. The more salacious rumours have spoken about me being a number of terms, a dominatrix, a dom, and a ball buster. Ridiculous claims, but alas, I have unfortunately heard them. You, however, simply say that you have no interest, or that you can't be sure. Is that because it doesn't interest you, or simply that you truly believe people's private personalities do not always match those in the workplace? Indeed, I believe all people have private selves that may differ greatly. While many may believe I am a harsh, dominating individual behind closed doors, that could not be farther from the truth. I will admit, I have many fantasies of being very submissive, giving any and all power to the one I'm with, trusting that they have full respect for me, as well as my needs, wants, and positions in the dynamic. I know it may sound slightly capricious. That said, I was looking to propose an arrangement of a more personal nature. The reason why I'm asking you is because I understand that you respect me, my position, and our workplace. As well, I believe you have the capacity to remain civil and without letting any relations affect your work. I'm sure you can understand that being a part of any arrangement outside the office does not affect relationships inside. I have a respect for your work, and you have respect for mine. There are no forms of special treatment, no allowances, and no changes to our dynamic in the workplace. Is that clear? Excellent. Now, I must ask, is this something you would be interested in? I assure you, your answer will not affect my attitude in the workplace. I will still be the same dark queen without any form of special exception, one way or the other. Please do not feel pressure to accept. I wish to meet here in order to remove the workplace side of this discussion. That and these discussions are against the rules there. If you wish to leave, you may go, and I will not take offense. I'm sure it might be strange, seeing how things can change, but it simply shows who we wish to be in different scenarios. Ah, so you wish to give it an attempt? Certainly. Well, then, I shall tell you what I'm personally interested in to ensure you're comfortable. I have fantasies about simply serving someone sexually, being theirs to use as they please, and, well, some of my deeper interests may be a tad vulgar. While I service a man, I do enjoy when he takes matters into his own hands. Yes, I mean that. I'm saying, well, my lips are around your cock, I would like you to gently grab my head and thrust. I do see that the discussion entices you. May I sit next to you? Thank you. Like I said, I want to be used. I want you to choose what you want, and I will do it. If I don't feel comfortable, I will say so. Understand? Good. If things become too much, I will simply say, my favorite flower. You know the one, correct? Exactly. You're as observant as I expected. As for the word, is that satisfactory? Excellent. Now, may we start? I don't see why not. I can see you're quite hard already, and I'm quite interested to see. I'm sorry for taking so long, sir. I just wanted to make sure you were comfortable. How may I serve you, sir? Of course I can take these off for you. Oh, it feels lovely. I'm sorry, sir. I shouldn't touch unless you say so. Please, may I? May I suck your cock? Please, I've been waiting so long and I'll do anything. Let me serve you. Thank you, sir. I'll take it as long as you wish. This is what I've waited for. To taste you. To please you. To worship your cock. To be your free use slut. I'm yours, sir. Yours to use however you want. All you need to do is ask and I'll do anything. Of course I will. I'll worship these balls just like your cock. Gently. Does my mouth feel nice? Gently sucking them in and letting them out of my mouth. Licking them. I want your cum, sir. So, so badly. Just tell me what I need to do to earn it. I'll show you how good I am for you. I'll take your cock deeper than any woman can. Please, sir, take me for yourself. I want you to use me. I'll hold my hands behind my back and I'll be yours. Use my mouth, please. I want it. Hold my head and fuck my face. Please, please, sir. Yes, thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. It feels so good. Make me take it. I'll take it as hard as you want, as deep as you want. It feels so good. I need more. Please, sir, may I touch myself? I wouldn't dare if you didn't say so. Never without permission. Please. Thank you. So, why did you stop? Yes, I'll go wherever you want. Just show me where. I will. Bend me over the table. Shove me down. Treat me like the good little slut you know I've always been. But the bedroom is... But this is where I... Oh, okay. I will... Bend me over the dinner table and take me right here. Right now. Please don't tease me. Push up my skirt and take me. Yes. Like that, please. I want you to hold me down and fuck me like you've always wanted. I'm begging you. Please use me. Thrust inside me and fuck me. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Fuck, it feels so good. Your cock, that's all I wanted. Yes, pull my hair. Use me like the fuck toy I am. I'm yours. Yours to play with, to take whenever you wish. Rip me back by my hair and show me who I am. I'm just a free you slut for you. Anytime you want me, any day. I'll drop to my knees and suck your cock. I'll swallow it all. It doesn't matter if I'm in a meeting or with a client. All you need to do is snap your fingers and I'll beg for your cock. Oh, fuck. Harder, sir. Oh, fuck me harder. As deep as you can. Yes. Oh, oh, please. I want it all. I want you to fuck me full of your... Oh, come. Feel it inside me, dripping out of me. Sir, I want your cum. I want you to come so bad. I need it. I need a cum with you inside me. I'm begging for it. Your cum, your cock, everything you have, please give it to me. Come, sir. May I? Oh, fuck. Yes. Thank you. I'm coming. I'm coming. Come inside me as I come. Oh, fuck. Thank you, sir. Was I a good slut for you? Doing anything you wanted? However you wanted. That was incredible. My, that was truly intense. Did you enjoy yourself? I most certainly did. You performed well, and it clearly had an effect. It's been quite a time since I've had that good of an orgasm. If you're willing to continue this arrangement, I would be delighted to. Come now, don't stand around. This is an arrangement, not a relationship. I won't dress you. Oh, and I shouldn't have to clarify, but in case it isn't clear, I may have said a few things about being free use and about being used at the office at any time, but I assure you, that is not on the table. Good. I'm glad we're on the same page. The fantasy is invigorating, but we must keep our business life and private life separate. Now, we both have some work to take care of, so I shall see you in the morning. Again, thank you for this experience. It was refreshing, and I look forward to our next encounter outside the office.